everyone. Now, if you're anything like me, then you will have always found meditation quite difficult to do, focus on your breathing, etc., etc. But in this video, I'm going to share a technique that I have found to actually work. It's called the four-fold breath exercise, with the added element of visualizing elements as you're doing each of the breaths. Now, if you don't know the four-fold breath exercise, you breathe in for four, you hold for a count of four, you breathe out for a count of four, and then you hold for a count of four. One of the really important things when you're doing this is when you hold, you don't block your throat, you don't hold by blocking off the windpipe in your throat. You actually do it lower down in your diaphragm. So when you're breathing, your stomach should be expanding and contracting, and you block the breath there. Okay, you hold the breath there. Now, when you breathe in, you should visualize air. I like to visualize a spring day or a breeze in the spring. Okay, and I've put some images here. We're going to actually go through the exercise on the video so that you may practice. So you breathe in for a count of four, visualizing air. Then when you hold, you switch the visualization. This can be quite tricky at first, but with practice it will come. You switch the visualization to water. It can be flowing water. It can be a cup of water. You just visualize water. Then when you breathe out, you visualize the element of fire. Fire. Okay, I actually like to push my hand out and imagine fire coming out of my palm. But here are some other fire visualizations. And then when you hold, you picture earth, stone. I like to think of kind of a dank forest, a gloomy forest with rocks in it, like the ones you're seeing here. And that's about it. And you do this for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, however long you can handle it, however long your concentration will hold up for. And if you do this every day, you can actually build up the exercise. Another element of it, or another factor, is that when you are visualizing the air coming in, you should also feel mental clarity, your intellectual energies being harnessed by the air. When you hold and visualize the water, you should get in touch with your inner feelings, with your emotion, with your nurturing self. When you breathe out and visualize the fire, that's your creativity, it's your potency, it's your willpower. And then when you hold for the final time with the earth, that is the grounding element, that is the practical material reality of your feet on the ground, okay? And these four aspects of your own personality, your intellect, if you want, your clarity of vision, your analytical mind, represented by the air, your emotional world, represented by the water, your creativity, your powers of transformation, your willpower in the fire, and then finally, all of the practical, the material elements of your life in the earth principle. And ideally, as you visualize these things, you associate them with those feelings. Okay, so there's quite a lot going on, not just the breathing, not just the visualization, but feeling those things as well. Okay, now we're going to put all these, I'm going to put a metronome beat underneath me talking here. I'm going to try to put those things together, and I'm going to try to guide you through. Okay, so breathing in, two, three, four, holding, two, three, four, breathing out, two, three, four, holding, two, three, four, air, two, three, four, water, two, three, four, fire, two, three, four, earth, two, three, four, the intellect, two, three, four, your emotions, two, three, four. your creativity, 2, 3, 4. Your stability, 2, 3, 4. Your analytical powers, 2, 3, 4. Your sense of love, 2, 3, 4. Your transformational powers, 3, 4. Your abilities to manifest in the material world, 3, 4. Air, 2, 3, 4. Water, 2, 3, 4. Fire, 2, 3, 4. Earth, 2, 3, 4. Now you get the idea. If you do this every day, it will bring you a sense of peace and calm. It will also help stabilize the four elements within yourself, and it will help to keep you sensible and centered. You should do it whenever you feel like you're getting stressed or like you want to relax. It can help to calm you down. If you feel yourself getting angry, you can again do this exercise. It's also helping to train your mind to focus. For these short little bursts, for these 4-second bursts, you're actually switching this image all of the time. And, it can take some practice, but once you master it, it will start to then help with your other powers of focus in everyday life. If it's a little bit difficult at first, you can actually just pick one element to focus on and keep it for the whole 4-cycle and then switch the element after 16. You can do it that way at first if you like, or you can just switch it every time as I do, or you can just pick one element that you always do it on and do that for a week and then switch to a different one. There's no hard and fast rule as to how you go about it. This technique is actually being used in many different places, including in the US military. It is said that in a life or death situation, if you've mastered this technique, let's say you're being bombed or something and you need to stay calm, this can actually save your life. If you're, it's got that kind of power to calm you down if you're used to doing it. But you can't just like do it as a one-off. You have to practice it pretty much every single day. All right. I hope this was useful to you. If you enjoyed this, let me know. I can share a few other little techniques. For me, I have always found it basically impossible to meditate, but I can do this. And I thought, well, if your mind works anything like mine, maybe you too will be able to do this, where so many other relaxation or breathing techniques or meditation techniques have failed in the past. All right. See you next week, guys. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.